Ho, ho, ho! This is Santa Claus, and you're listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Ho, 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 ho!
Christmas is interesting, like a knife in your heart. Christmas is interesting.
Dungeons & Dragons, Quest for the Silver Santas, a holiday adventure for D&D 4th Edition.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Guys, grab combat advantage. So you just, actually, you need to roll your damage, because he's is prone, so you hit both those. Yes. So roll your damage for both those attacks.
Sweet, thank you.
I critted on him, so didn't I?
Yeah, you need to actually do that.
Okay.
Save ends on the weekend or the...
At the end of, yeah.
Okay, and I did not save, so...
Okay.
With, does he have a will greater than...
20 damage.
Whatever the...
Six. Okay. His will is at 22, by the way.
Damn.
All
right. Well, okay.
Now, on 25, Frosty's tipped over.
Technically, I then pimp slapped him.
So you pimp slap him?
Judging by the tree ant hit it, so...
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Okay, so... He's just dazed. He's dazed. So
he's dazed.
So instead, he's just gonna stand up.
Yay.
So he's like punch drunk then.
Yeah.
Because he can only do make one.
He's like, fall down!
He wasn't going to shoot his breath, but it would have just... Well, actually, no, there is no facing. He could just go... He's going to stay prone. He's going to...
Turn his lined-up butt at us.
Yeah,
and
just shoot his breath.
He's like a lightning.
Well, I'm sure I'm out of range.
Close class 5.
Damn.
It hit me. The wizard is out of range.
That hits. Scott, Nick, and John.
Okay. Versus reflex.
Okay,
does a 22 hit your reflex, Scott?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Does a 13, John, hit your reflex?
Nope.
Does a 24 hit... Who's else is in that?
Scott, John, and Nick.
Oh. Nick, does a 24 hit you?
Yes.
Christ, Steve. I'm happy with the result. Dice roll.
You need to go outside, Maggie. You need that hexonic. Mm-hmm.
21 cold damage. You're slowed and weakened.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Or still?
Still.
Yeah.
We call them special.
Hello.
All right.
Black pony.
James.
Come help me.
I shall move forward. Use my daily action on the erupting flames to cast burning hands.
Well, use the one
you
first.
Already used.
No, but I didn't use the burning hands, though. Ability.
Yeah, well, you can do it from there.
Oh, okay. He means use it first.
Okay. Use the attack first.
Yeah.
So use this.
Burning Wand of Hands.
Yes. Uses the standard action to do the Wand of Erupting Flames daily power, which means he gets the Scorching Burst power.
Yeah.
It goes off.
Actually, he is going to use his action point stand up.
Fantastic! Doesn't matter. He's still going to hit.
Yep. Use an action point again?
Mm-hmm. You too.
Can I use an action point and go again?
I use a...
Could on your turn, yeah. You have an action point.
What's the scorching burst power?
Well, but when you sleep, you lose it.
Right.
Action points are per day. It's like this epic progression, basically. So.
The wizard.
Who is she barking?
What is it? Scorching burst?
I know she's in that corner. I know she's barking at nobody in that corner.
No idea what
blinking lights. It is burst one
something.
Within 10, so you just hit him.
Maybe zombies, I guess.
Intelligence versus reflex,
invisible,
so it's basically
zombies.
It's your plus 13.
Yeah.
So roll d20 plus 13. That's a crit.
That's a
33 crit.
Awesome.
Which is going to be 6 plus your intelligence modifier plus 3 in fire damage. What's your intelligence modifier?
5.
So 5, 8, plus 6 is what? 14?
Yeah,
14. So it's 14 damage plus 3d6 from the...
Oh, yeah, full funnel on to you.
10, 11. 6, 10. Plus another 11 on top of that.
So 25.
Very total nice. Fire damage.
Yep.
Very good.
And then I'm using my action point.
Well, then that's your standard, so then you move.
I can move now.
So you have a minor left, and now you're using your action point to use
yep.
your fire burst boost.
Yep, my fire burst boost.
Which teleports in 6 squares, and every enemy...
Yeah.
Actually, I would move. You're over here.
Yeah.
You'll move over here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all creatures within 1 square of you, which at this point will just be in,
yeah.
Take 2d8 fire damage.
Yep.
And now you teleport 6 squares.
Yeah. Away.
Put you there.
Yeah.
Can you do that without moving your lips?
And all creatures, and it's automatic, I guess. 2d8.
Mm-hmm.
Does that also include the wand of broken
no.
line? No. Okay. 2d8.
Just 2d8.
Actually, the crit special thing's pretty funny, which we'll get to in a second.
Oh, what happened?
Not a thing. It only works once, but what's your
11
damage?
11. For the fire boots.
All right. Now you have a hypnotic link with Frosty for this round only.
What does that mean?
You can give him one suggestion. Now... You cannot suggest him to kill himself.
No.
But beyond that, as long as it's not suicidal, he will do it. But only this turn. Well, it would be his next turn, obviously. But
lay down.
So think about it. Think about it.
Okay.
And you can give it to him on his next turn.
Yes. Okay. As soon as it gets to his turn.
So what happens when
it's over, Santas?
Take that off.
Get popped out. I didn't get that. Didn't all right,
oh,
Melissa.
Some
yeah.
So
my turn.
Frosty love with it.
Okay.
What?
What?
You are just too much. I'm in love too.
It's so 22 nasty.
Hit it.
What are you hitting?
Reflex.
Has a reflex of 21, so yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm getting dogs in the way. Just pull. I'm trying to dip her inside.
She stopped barking.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe she 14? Was eaten by the zombies.
Ugh.
Okay. Well, he's bloody. Nope, not eaten by a zombie.
He's bloody.
Bloody in the snow.
I'm gonna use my action point to be
well quick though. Now that he's bloody, his breath weapon goes off.
It does.
Ouch.
But it only reaches so many
it
people.
Turns off.
That's a blast
no.
5.
As in, like, he can't.
So. The most he can hit is you can either. How do you want to do it? He's basically going to hit these three.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or he'll hit.
I'll hit those.
Two.
Fine.
I'm safe. Yeah, or two of these.
I don't care. I'll hit those three.
Well, yeah, hitting the tree is not going to do anything.
Scott, does a 14 hit your reflex?
No!
Does a 27 John hit your reflex?
Yeah.
And that will hit.
29
hit
your reflex.
I give you combat.
No! For the first time, he hit me.
Yes, don't give it to somebody else for being reflex.
Alright.
Give it to somebody else?
I'm slowed. And...
Oh. Who else is at the front? Who's hit? Who's...
You take 19 points of cold damage.
That's Nick, that's John,
yes.
That's Scott,
now,
and that's the dog.
That's
okay.
You can give it to
no,
Robin.
No.
She's hitting it with arrows.
No, and then.
Give it to Robin.
You are
you could, yeah.
slowed, which means you're half speed. And you are weakened.
Give her combat advantage.
Already weakened.
Oh, yeah.
On her next turn.
Which is half damage.
I did Daunting Light. I forgot to read the rest of it. So
already
what it does.
It
effect.
That's it.
Yeah, just give it to Rob.
Oh, you hit armor.
Pansy.
And
I use up all my fire abilities. I have zero fire abilities.
Jack Frost called. He called your kung fu weak.
I'm on it.
You son of a bitch. How are you?
You bloody?
Going to ask you a bunch of questions.
I use all my fire abilities. No more flame stuff.
Move.
Was it the dog over there?
What was
no,
the move by Miles? So,
was
barking,
but the dog next door set her off.
Miles
runs up and get combat advantage.
Milestone is generally every two encounters. We haven't hit that yet.
Oh, okay.
There's two things that are milestones.
All right.
Mainly it's after every second.
So Melissa, you cast your spell.
I did, and I gave her combat advantage.
Uh-huh. Before we extended rest.
Nick? It's your turn.
Yes, well, I will use healing word on myself. Because, yeah. And I can spend a healing surge and add 2d6 to that. So 9 plus.
I haven't really looked at him too much. I looked at him since back in Omicron.
They're
pretty
brutal.
I'm back to 31.
You want a blanket? Does anybody else want Mike and Ike's?
Okay.
We also have these.
Those are the nasty.
They're nasty?
These are disgusting. Regulars are the best.
I thought he's gotta eat them. Doesn't do this
bad. No, they're fine. They're kind of like Nerd. It tastes like twangy Nerd.
Twangy
Nerd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those aren't as nasty as the tropical.
Like a country
tropical
music star.
Start growing
up.
Right,
well,
now.
Will an 18 hit his AC?
Is that a no? 18? No.
Damn.
I might try something.
Okay, well then he has half damage, which is, I guess, quarter damage. No ongoing quarter damage. Wow, that sucks.
That sucks.
That quarter, yeah.
You guys should be using cold against him.
That'll work.
Yeah, like a fart. My other daily power is a cold spell. I'm not using it.
These are cold. You're a cold power.
But I like the tree ant thing. I can just keep using it. I have to sustain it, basically.
I don't think the witch was going to hold it up. So.
No, it's the hole.
It's the witch.
The hole could be
the bag.
So how much damage?
2 points.
Round down.
Two damage.
And that kills it.
Yes, it's that frosty.
It's immune to everything but 2 points of damage. But he specifically makes 2 points of damage.
Direction.
Ethan, call you.
I'm assuming like a 28, 29, 31 hits his willpower. Because the tree ant smacks it again and will, of course, crit on it.
This little penguin waddles up and goes, like,
that's my standard action. As a minor action, I tell my dog to attack him, and as my other minor action,
how much damage does it do?
I'll get to that. I hit him with fairy fire, which gives him a -1 to his AC. Save ends. Just because I can.
Okay. All right.
And
anyway, like after the back bird thief.
Six.
Who does he want to land on?
Squeeze me?
Land on?
I have a hypnotic link with Luros, Steve.
It's another 24 points of damage. And he's grabbed.
He's grabbed.
The tree ant grabs him.
Okay, you're chewing on my leg. Robin, it is all your turn.
That's a dog attack.
Does a
20, 22 hit his AC?
No.
Probably not.
Current AC?
No. Oh, his current AC, yes.
Ha!
Just barely.
There you go. Don't catch.
Good catch. That's right.
Dog actually will move into a flanking position and do that, and hits him and knocks him prone.
Oh!
Again? No! Damn it!
I don't want to take a nap.
And he takes 3 points damage from the bite.
I hit a 26 AC.
Yes.
I'm going to make that a crit.
Okay.
And do 36 points of damage to him.
Oh!
You're going down.
John?
Alright, question.
Yes. Answer.
What can I do to get rid of the slowed weakens? Is it just this round, or is it
this
round? Yeah, at the end of your round, you roll a d20 for each thing. If you roll a 10 or higher, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But first, you have to do your actions.
All right, I'm going to attack him with my spear.
All right, do you want to do any of your maneuvers there?
No, I'm going to do it.
I attack the darkness.
Stab him with the spear. All right. He's prone, so you get +2.
22.
That'll hit. So roll your
damage.
Sure.
We can also just have to. So roll your damage.
It's like Birdie now that.
Kick him while he's down!
Whatever the damage is, you need
it's
to
like Birdie down the orphanage.
11 damage.
Halved is.
Half it is
5.
5. Rim, doom.
And now you can save against your stuff. So you roll. You have what? 2 ongoing things.
Slowed and weakened.
So roll for the slowed first.
Yeah. Oh. 2d20.
Roll a d20 for each one.
Yeah.
Saved for the slowed.
So you're no longer slowed. Roll it again.
Saved for the weakened.
And now you're no longer weakened. Those are gone.
Yeah.
All right, Scott. It's all you.
Right.
Right on, bro.
To start, as a minor action, I'm eating a candy cane.
Crunch.
There you go.
Minor action. I'm going to hurl an insult.
I'll keep it.
There you go. You
know
what candy cane?
I'll pass
on
the candy cane.
They're only 99 cents.
Candy cane?
Yeah. Made by the finest sugar mills in Malaysia.
Well, then you could just like...
Yeah,
really
we
at the end until it gets, you know,
as sharp a point as we could.
And we'd like stab each other.
Stab each other.
Yeah, and then break. You never did that?
Violence.
No. Did you have siblings?
Yes.
Well, that's what siblings are for.
And pushing down the stairs in laundry baskets.
We did the same thing.
Until I got my big wheel.
Down the stairs, that's all.
I think the craziest
one was... I had a
Knight Rider
big wheel. It was the most awesome thing ever.
I got pushed through the door one time.
What was his name?
What series?
Basically, him and his older brother, they were farm kids, and they had this big barn, and they'd throw hammers at each other.
Oh, God!
And I thought they were joking, but no, they would sit on either side of the barn and hurl hammers at each other. And I'm like, you're an idiot. He's like,
Mario a little too much.
Were they dressed up as plumbers while doing this? Or?
My grandparents.
The older brother joined
old
the Marines
set
and
yarn darts
with
a real metal.
And the other one is brain damage.
You should try to hit each other.
He's
drooling.
Yeah,
the
jar.
They have the metal.
We have those too.
Does the other one pet the rabbits too hard?
Yeah, they
come down and almost kill you.
No, just throw hammers at each other. I said I didn't want to play.
Yeah, it's like, you guys have fun with that.
We hit each other with plastic and wooden swords, but we wouldn't hurt each other.
That's different.
What?
And they meant it. It would have been 21 points of damage, but half because I'm... No, weakened,
yeah.
So 10 points of damage.
Not bad.
Now save against your stealth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
My saves. Well, probably.
All right, James, before he does anything... What are you suggesting? Because it is his turn.
He's already prone.
The
I am suggesting kiss the floor.
Surrender.
What?
The whole route.
Kiss the floor.
His action will be to kiss the floor.
So he can't do his black plan, huh?
We probably can. It'll just like spread out and like either.
No, his action is to kiss the floor.
He's kissing the floor.
James, it's your turn.
Okay.
Hit him in the snowballs.
Is it the crit? I actually put a Mac on the bottom.
That's fine.
I shall use Force Orb on them, which is a.
Ooh.
One of these proflex,
yeah.
Man. that's wrong.
Throw a little sand on it, right?
No.
Assault on a wound. 21. 10.
Versus what?
Some sort of three
points. With his.
Some ice yes. Melt, yeah.
Well, minus one is only yeah. Bounce class.
Press the arrow. I use the road runner for Adam himself.
Now, that is oh, save ends.
No, he doesn't save.
Who still has a minus one because he has fairy fire. He's glowing.
Gas fire.
He's giving off a glow of four squares, by
the way. Alright, the first round of damage. Now, next round, he does take secondary net damage next, I guess next round or something, but.
Which
one?
Excuse me. 18 points of damage.
Okay. Nice, need to do something.
The secondary attack, secondary stuff is each enemy adjacent to the primary target.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But there are no enemies, so that just goes away.
You want anything else? Or are you dead?
The standard, you still move enough. Mine going to move farther away?
Yeah, like a square away.
Melissa, it is all you. All right. Beat on poor Frosty.
Cascade of
who
light.
Just wants to dominate the world and turn it's everyone into.
Kiss the floor.
Snowman.
Turn everybody into mindless snowmen with hats. Happy
17 hands. Versus Will?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, big fire over here.
Dude, I had five at the start of this. I only have one now.
Woohoo! I need one to kiss the floor because it's ice.
Hey, I stopped
mine. Loves ice. Mine. It's better than making love to ice creatures on the
side. Go and mate with that pillar.
Okay.
Little Frosties.
No!
Daddy, daddy! 15.
Okay, sorry.
Whatever, you're done.
No, this is great. We're going to keep on this one. Nick, it's all you.
Oh, really? Okay. Yay.
Right. These are kind of like his children.
Yay.
He spawns them.
He poops them out. What are you talking about?
Spawning is so much more romantic than pooping. Yeah. Right.
Okay, so he runs with Rita and they come out. There you go.
Never build snowman ever, ever again. What are you doing, Nick?
I'm going to first use minor action, cast healing surge, plus add my poison point. So I'll do that, and it's plus two. Right, so I'll do 15 points back. All right.
Then you're gonna catch on fire?
No, that was a healing surge.
Fire.
Asking of talent. I already did my fire thing.
You're gonna heal him.
Fire. No! Myself! Get it right. Come on. Speak with me.
So.
No. Alright.
Can we text message that to you yet?
No! Okay. Going to do.
Lol.
No. Alright, I'm going to do Lance of Faith, and try to hit something higher against Reflex, and 18 against his Reflex.
Nope. Even with the minus one, well, he is prone, so actually the minus one is only to his armor class, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be a 19 is what you need.
Well,
do you
download
any of the copies of those adventures for 4th edition? At all?
Now, if you would
you
like to spend
one,
anything.
Spend what?
Like
wings
or
wings?
What?
Do you have any tokens left?
No! I've been using all. I don't have any banked at all, so. No, I'm dead.
Alright.
Good now.
What's Frosty's armor class?
I would like to move away.
What's Frosty's armor class?
Moving away from the
his
Frosty.
Armor class is a 22 right now, but his other things are not unmodified.
Thank you.
Though you do get a +2 since he's prone.
Thank you.
Ethan.
Assuming a 35 hits his reflex.
Let me figure this out. What do you think?
Yeah.
Because the tree hits him and crits him again.
Okay.
Now I spend the minor for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Yeah.
Give me some damage.
Lost 24 more points of damage. And he's cracked.
Which is completely useless at this point, but okay.
Says he's grabbed. 21 it, plus he's prone, so 23 versus AC. Dog hits him again.
Dead dog.
I've been forgetting to add the +2 damage for those
8 more points of damage.
Gloves that have bracers of archery.
Oh. It's a nice bracer. You will need to add that then next time.
8 more points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you have 2 bracers back?
Then I dance around over here.
I need the one.
I guess it's the magical residence or something has to be gathered.
I'm done.
Symmetry, I guess.
Symmetry, yeah. All right, Robin. It is all you. You haven't had any critical failures.
What is it called?
No, I haven't.
Yay!
The bad sign.
Why?
Oh, I actually make that 48 points of damage.
Frosty. That's something. I guess it's a cemetery.
And he forgets the last part.
There's also a resonance.
Huh? Where am I? Where are these people? Why are they beating on me?
Well, a 21 hitting.
A 21.
Cemetery
is well, his armor class is a 23 minus 1, and then you get +2 since he's prone.
Okay.
Mm.
Different. Mike Max is just a box of different.
Okay, children.
They're different flavors.
Oh, it's a berry blend. Oh.
Touch you both. 7 damage.
You hold 1. Alright, John.
Like,
a pitiful Frosty is laying on the ground, making out with it.
Sure strike.
He's using some tongue on that ground there.
Sure strike.
Hey, he's doing that on his own. Okay,
and it's
the ground.
He loves that floor.
It's hard.
I'm sure it's a little ice ground, so that's probably why. I got a little ice. I love you.
Attack is strength, which is 18 +2 versus armor class.
Well,
it's your modifier.
Your
so
modifier.
It'll always be the modifier. So it's going to be your whatever that modifier next to your strength is.
Plus half your level, because it's an attack.
So it should be like a +7 altogether.
Is that?
So you add that to your dice.
Okay.
20. And then whatever the damage is.
So +7.
Just hit.
5. It. No!
Now he's prone, so remember you get a poke. Okay, so you kick. Now what is the damage on that particular attack?
Just 1 weapon damage. No extra damage on the attack.
Okay, just adds more.
Maggie, back up.
Now, can you eat some food?
No.
You should look at that comic. I think actually you may have
15 damage.
Thank you.
On the mommy?
What's the power?
What? You're a fighter, right? Sure strike. 1 weapon damage.
Okay, but I think you may get this back. We're going to check.
Down here, though.
We'll check it and we'll sign that.
Pass this down. Please pass it down.
Is that an encounter, or what is that?
I guess I am the... Product.
Actually, okay.
The power you use.
I got it.
Okay.
It would actually be. It would be your whatever your strength modifier is.
7.
Well, it's going to be a +4 plus the level, which is +7 +2. So it would be +9 altogether.
Okay.
And what did you roll?
Like a 5.
Oh well, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep this then. Okay, Scott. Pitiful Frosty.
I'm still slowed and weakened, though, so...
That's true. Making hard snowman love to the ground.
They start out as a kiss and turn into something else.
As a healing surge?
Turned into sweet, sweet love.
As a...
turned into bad.
No, healing surge is actually a standard... But if you spend your action point,
an action point, and get
then you can get your healing surge.
Okay,
and it's whatever your healing surge healing thing is on your sheet.
Okay. Recuperating strike.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing restores my will to fight more than slamming my hammer into my foe. Each crushing swing gives me will to press on. 20 versus his AC.
Plus his because he's prone. You hit him, barely.
Yay!
Yay!
How much damage? Make sure it's half.
I will. Ooh, 4. After the halving.
Okay. Yeah. At least he's not dazed or anything like that anymore.
Okay.
You want him to be?
No.
I haven't saved versus my previous slow.
Okay.
That saves versus the slow, finally.
What is his last action?
And that saves versus the weekend.
Who can he get to?
Not to the wizard.
Me, apparently. I'm standing right next to him.
Yeah. You are going to be his last friend.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
He's going to use Snowman's Fury.
Look for your rope.
Okay.
And he's going to try to pick up the barbarian and gnaw off his head.
Uh-oh.
So the first attack is a 27 versus your AC.
Yeah.
The second... Okay.
Oh my god.
Well, that wasn't very
good. Anyway, we got a whole move here.
I need to get out.
Here.
4. Okay. You take 9 points of damage.
All my temporary hit points are gone. Sweet.
And his second one, he scrapes against the floor and doesn't do anything. So
awesome.
That's really kind of gay.
That's because he's scraping against the floor the other way.
No, I'm 51 points. I'm okay.
Grovel, you overblown snowball.
All right, James. It's all you.
What am I supposed to do here?
No.
I use magic missile.
Well, your wand gets added into that.
Oh.
The bonuses to the wand get added in.
Okay.
And if you crit, you still add to it.
Oh, yeah, cool. Okay. Well, I shall attack. Damn.
What do you need?
A 20. Here, I think I got a 20.
Yeah, I can be here.
Awesome. Cat,
the third time.
Man.
Cat.
I'm gonna
start calling you.
No,
you're
wrong.
I missed again.
I missed again.
I think. Well,
what happened?
You cast your magic. It's called Why Me? You provoke attacks of opportunity from all threatening foes, so the pillar breaks and falls and misses you.
Aw, sad.
It was kind of lame, too. That was what it was doing. All right, Melissa.
Okay.
It's all you.
I'm going to sanctuary on him.
James is knocking on the pillars.
Did he eat?
God.
No, he
critically
failed on the second attack. So he didn't get to do it. Snowman's
Fury!
I'm doing Sanctuary on him.
Sanctuary!
Oh.
Plus 5 bonuses to all your defenses.
Okay.
And it lasts until...
I'm not too bad.
You attack or until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
This
cat's like putty, almost.
So.
You are now encased in
almost one of
the
normal
palace.
It is the boneless cat.
Yeah.
Or about you.
All right, Nick. It's all you.
Putty cat.
You can't do it. No one else can.
Putty cat.
It's a putty cat.
Nope.
That's
not for you.
Nick, he's a romantic. He can do it.
Putty cat.
Yeah. A little more putty than putty.
Where are you going? Give me that tail.
Oh, I thought that was another 20.
No.
I haven't actually rolled any 20. I've been rolling, I've been hitting, and then I've been using my thing to make a crit. All
right.
I don't have any left, though, so I can't make that a crit.
We're going to crit.
Assuming that, like, a 20.
Hand me all the cookies.
What's a 3 flex?
Where's your rope?
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll
get your rope. Will a 26 hit his reflex?
Yes.
Excellent.
There it is. All
right.
Maggie. What is that?
Sacred flame.
Alright, well, you turn off Frosty. Okay.
Turn him off?
Yeah, he no longer blinks because you killed him.
Awesome.
Aren't you?
He's dead!
You killed Frosty.
Hey, we searched the body.
Ground loving. Does he like explode when he dies?
No, we just found. He has
body.
This sad look on his face as he.
Santa inside. Santa
killing ground loving snowbally thingy.
Uh huh.
Go bastard. We go. Yeah. You killed Santa.
Okay. You find that silver Santa's.
Oh.
Which I'm assuming you're going to break open. And you also find a cold frozen beaten heart.
Okay. I'll take the cold frozen beaten heart.
It's Santa's cold frozen heart.
Okay.
There we go. We hold it for ransom.
I will point out that would be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mrs. Claus is not someone you want to buy. Trust me on this one.
I threw cookies at it, what did you do?
No.
Is it still eating?
Yes.
Awesome. Oh. I'll eat it like the master of Mohicans.
What boots do I have? I've got the magic boots I have currently are the ones that give me the boots of eagerness. They give me the free action.
I got to wander up tonight. Okay, Maggie. Settle down.
Do you do ranged stuff or do you go into? I'm usually ranged, but I also...
Who has a mount?
I have.
Well, we've got an obsidian steed. We have a helicopter.
I can trade you gloves.
Oh,
you
can go in?
They suck.
Those are useful while
yeah,
mounted.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
While mounted, okay. Why
not? Am I keeping this one coming?
Edge wizard's blood.
Cast BJ.
Okay.
And 110 going to the file and whatever.
He was claiming the money from the Santa's.
Oh, I don't have all of it. I don't need all of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I have more than this still, so anybody who doesn't can have this.
I don't have it. What is it? 100 gold.
100 gold.
Okay.
Why not? You have 100 gold?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, whoever wants to buy the
bird,
there it is.
Well, I suppose we go back. We're done here.
I saw those gemstones from that one adventure.
What does it do?
Scabbard resizes a spinning blade. You can draw a weapon from the scabbard as part of the same action. You can make an attack with that weapon. It's a free action. You gain a plus one power bonus to the next damage roll you make with the weapon before the end of your next turn. Does anybody use a sword other than me?
Nope.
I use a sickle.
Sick.
That's kind of really useful.
Axe.
What's your fortitude reflex and will saves?
17 for my.
Yeah, and
sickle of ice.
And then I've got a couple that I didn't think of.
Well, this thing is going to help me a lot, I think, because it's going to plus two bonus.
Yeah,
now,
that,
I'll be.
Well, sure I have a pair of gauntlets that can do plus one item bonus.
I'm
a
six, but I'll be
attack.
Seven after this encounter.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that'll.
It'll be plus one for now.
Its regular power
okay.
is
okay.
Uses power when an adjacent enemy gets
still,
melee
my saves are
really
low.
That
so
they suck.
To, yeah.
yeah.
And then Gloves of the Bounty Hunter, you may as well just sell. When you attack, causes the target to be reduced to zero hit points or below, and you choose to knock out rather than kill it, the target is restored to one hit point after an extended rest. Normally this occurs after a short rest.
Yeah, we'll sell those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys know anybody to live.
Anybody want like some gloves that can cast Mage Hand? Yeah.
I
don't think so.
No.
I've got enough stuff and I can cast magic.
In other words, you can grab something from a distance or something.
It's a cantrip. It's useful, but
yeah. You can do it at will anyway, though.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'll write that. I can do what you do.
Alright. Well, the guys say is walk outside. Castle falls apart.
Woohoo! We dance a jig.
We dance a jig.
And
an hour goes by.
Wait for,
Tinker Bob.
Tinker Bob shows back up and the place is in ruins.
You're like, huh?
You live.
Take the Santa back to...
We're not dead.
All right, well.
I'm very happy.
Into the sleigh! Bob?
What do you think now, Mr. Tinker Bob? What do you think now?
Are you using that to record now? Or?
Nah.
Yeah, I forgot.
Got lucky.
What's my name?
Tinker Bob.
Tinker Bob. His name is Tinker Bob too?
Mm-hmm. It's a curse. When you're around me too much, you become Tinker Bob. Get big ears. Anyway, he flies you back. Drops you off. You give all the stuff to Mrs. Claus. She goes into the back room. You hear various noises. There's a flash of light.
Oh, yeah, we give her Santa's heart.
Santa's heart.
Oven timer ding.
Ding! Ding!
She bakes Santa back.
This is icing the...
Well, thank you for your help. Hopefully this will put things back to normal. And Santa comes out and all of his Santa joy and...
You know. Oh, you've been all bad people. You get no presents this year.
Thank you for saving me. Now I can...
Cursed.
Cursed. Send him a Ravenloft!
Oh, man.
Send us...
That was bad.
Free
permanent good nice list.
What list?
No.
Thank you for saving me. If there's anything I can do to repay you...
Permanent nice list.
No
exceptions. XP to get 7th level.
Well, I don't know about that.
Pretty happy.
Continue spreading joy to the children of the world.
I think we'll get...
All right, I'll do that. I'll continue spreading joy to the world.
Continue spreading joy.
Especially to us.
Excellent.
Can I at least have a zombie making machine for Christmas? Can I take one of those?
Like magic items or...
I want his thumbs. On a necklace.
Right, everybody got their wish. You got death. You got thumbs.
At first I asked the nice thing.
That's true. Joy to the world. Mercenaries, I guess, don't want anything. Good, get out.
Well, it's been fun.
Okay, I'll pay your bill at the ho-ho inn.
Thanks.
Ho-ho-ho. And you might want to give the people in Tinkertown a day off.
It's like, well, unfortunately, Tinkertown was invaded by crazed elves who,
yeah.
There's a reward for you guys. Thank you for helping get out.
Tinker Bob, you don't need enforcers to enforce the peace around here.
No.
Of brilliance.
What?
Use the power as the wizard's light power, but cast on the gauntlets. Oh, power daily. Use this power after you hit with a weapon attack. This attack deals an extra 10 radiant damage.
Nice.
Does anyone want that?
Nice.
Maybe?
What is it?
Gauntlets.
Gauntlets.
Gauntlets are brilliant. I have gauntlets, but I'm not a wizard.
They,
Well, may not.
Deal
make sure that
radiant
you,
damage after.
Make sure you don't have too weapon. Many of
Azer
one thing.
Them. Did you see him walk over there?
Wow.
Did you want that?
Azer wants them.
What else we got? Got a short shot gloves.
Oh, cast of killing blow on Frosty. Go ahead. Take it.
The gloves
sure?
instead of gauntlets.
Yeah. You lay more blows than I do.
Okay.
Get a door covered.
But make sure if you already have gauntlets, it's not going to work.
Yeah, I don't have.
Yeah. I don't have any gauntlets.
Well,
so.
But gauntlets
mobile
also go with great. It's the same.
But what about gloves?
The steel check.
It's the same thing. Check the.
Same slot?
I think it's
your
the same slot.
Here.
Double check, though. I could be wrong.
Checks. Oh, goggles of oversight? You can do those.
Let's
see.
Arms and hands.
Yeah, that could be handy.
So,
where would you spend my action to grab the sash detached from you and sustain to grab both? I like that.
Nice.
So, who wants to hunt gold?
Hunt
gold!
Hunt gold! Hunt gold!
These vitamin potions and whatnot.
Alrighty.
So, bracers be arms or hands?
Bracers
are
forearms.
Oh,
okay.
They're good.
Hands,
yeah.
So.
Yep.
If it lets you, then cool, that's fine. It's just, I'm not sure what it actually said. You can have only one magic item.
Nice combos. Those are very nice.
Put it to good use.
I plan on it.
I have a couple of items we can sell.
I would use it. It would do the damage. I don't hit them.
So what's this thing of fire that you have, Robin?
I have a sword, a flaming sword.
Oh, from that one?
You make it an axe.
It's
flaming.
It's flaming.
You want flaming gauntlets?
No, because I've got short shot gloves. Gauntlets is taking the axe spot.
Did you have extra spare glowing gauntlets
that
you
need to get rid of?
You want.
I have an axe. I fire axes and spears.
What?
You have gauntlets of brilliance.
I give them to him.
Oh, you give them
to him. He's throwing more blows than I will.
Strike back. These gain a plus one item bonus to opportunity attacks and
nice.
An immediate reaction and counter power. Use
nice.
Power when an adjacent enemy hits you, make a melee basic attack against that enemy.
What was that? I didn't catch all that. Sturdy. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
We'll have to get that flip those.
Everybody gets 861 XP.
What?
What does that put you guys?
Is your name?
That should put me
at
861.
Hmm.
What's the next experience level?
10,000.
Yeah.
10,000. Yeah. That puts you at 10,000. A little bit over.
Yeah. 10,022 is where it puts me at.
I landed 5-1 today, so I better get some experience.
I don't get
there. What are you at?
I'm at 9,972.
I'm at 9,673.
I'm 10,015.
10,372.
Okay, if you guys aren't, those of you who aren't quite at 10, okay, so how many of you is that? Put yourself exactly at 10.
So 10,000.
Yes.
No, you cannot have my canteen.
Put yourself at 10,000. Great.
I know, I'm not going with the dog head.
Okay. Ooh, he only
the
yeah, is
9604.
Yeah, so basically, if you're not at 10, just make it exactly 10.
No more.
No
more, no less.
All right, so at 10th level,
and So ends the quest for the Silver Santas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, oh, oh. And you guys appear back in, just coming out of the forest, in a ditch.
And I'm down two healing surges.
You're down your two healing surges. You're back in the normal world. The dwarf dude that was with you, taking you to the castle up north, is with you, explaining how we need to, he knows a secret way into the castle, and you guys will need to get into the castle and try to save the count and find out what has happened, because it looks like goblins have taken over. At level 10, or at level 7, you gain one encounter attack power.
And am I actually carting around an ornithopter right now?
Well, as you appear, yes, there's a helicopter that's behind you.
Right. We'll store that in your bag of holding for now.
Well, and actually, when the dwarf is like,
don't ask. You don't want
to
know.
He walks over to it and he hits a button. The thing turns into a suitcase.
Oh, well, Thomas, I'll carry that.
Why'd you take the glass away? I was getting entertained.
We gain an encounter power.
Yes.
So we trade out.
Yes, you can also gain. Yes, you can also exchange a power you don't want.
Okay.
But your powers now should be 2 at will, 3 encounters, 2 dailies, and 2 utilities.
2 at will?
Yes, it still is 2 at will.
I have 3 at will.
Well, because you have a bonus one, but just the base.
Okay.
But basically, you're gaining another encounter power.
And then how many dailies?
It hasn't changed.
2 dailies.
Yeah.
Did I go up another
one? Yes. Everybody's you are at level 7.
Okay.
I want to trade out one of my dailies at some point.
You can do so. If you would like to choose another daily.
I would. Very much so.
All right. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
We got that on.
Christmas is interesting, like a stick in your eye. It's so freaking interesting that it might make you cry.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in.